Hearty, heartfelt welcome. Do you know what the theme is for the next few weeks and the double foreign season? Does everyone know? After seeing that video, do you know? Bolo? Yes? Well, what is it? Man Manabhav and Marahajibhav. Giving our mind to God, or making your mind like God's mind or Baba's mind, and then the result of that would be our golden aged future, Madhyajibhav. So a heartfelt welcome to all of you. And I was wondering, do you think it's better to be welcomed or to welcome? To be the recipient of the one welcoming or the one welcoming? Which is there one side that's better than the other? Both are good, I think so. So I want you to find a partner and welcome them. So you can stand, little exercise. You've been sitting for at least a half hour. Some of you have been here for an hour. And just turn to the person next to you, give them drishti, man manabhav drishti, and welcome them from your heart. And then receive the welcome. Okay? Very nice. So we all, and if anyone's left out, then turn around and get someone who doesn't have a partner. There's a few that don't have a partner. No hugging. Only spiritual hugs. All right. So you all welcomed and you were welcomed. You may tap your seat. We hope that this season, that it's not just going to be another theme, but that you leave Madhuban with a deeper sense of seriousness or and love and playfulness for this Brahman life that we're in. So we welcome you with some entertainment today, and we're going to have a welcome dance. And this welcome dance is from Indonesia, the Bali family, and it's called Bird of Paradise. And so we can call it Madhyajibhav because it's about the golden age, about happiness and being playful. was so nice, so lovely, wasn't it? It makes you want to go to Bali, doesn't it? The magical land of Bali. And it showed us a little glimpse of the golden age, Mariachi Bhav, the lightness and the playfulness that we're going to experience. So now we have another welcome dance. Why do we have two welcome dances for you tonight? Because you're double foreigners, so we have double welcome dances. Right. And this one is from Thailand, not only from Thailand, but the northern part of Thailand. And their umbrellas that they're going to be using are handcrafted from the bamboo to the painting on the umbrellas. And this dance represents that when we are Man Mana Bhav, we are under the canopy of Baba's protection. So let's welcome the Thai dancers. Thank you. lovely again, wasn't it? So I can see after my trip to Bali, I'm going to have to go to Thailand as well. So where should we go next? How about China? Our next dance is from Sister Wendy from China, and she's going to do a very meditative dance called Zen. So put yourself in that manabhav feeling, and let's welcome Wendy. Did that put you in the mood? Yes? Yes. Okay. We have another dance from China, and this is a Chinese folk dance, so we're going to liven up a little bit here. Okay? And this is Wang Su Ying, or we like to call her Cushy, because she's such a happy Atma. Cushy?
Thank you.
Wow, another winner. These dances are so lovely, but I've got to tell you the truth. They kind of make us Americans feel very ordinary. You know, we don't have these kind of things there. But we have one more elegant dance for you today, and it's from the Bali group. And this is a fusion dance of Balinese and Indian. So enjoy.
Thank you.
I think it's time now to change the pace and become a little bit serious. We have four brothers that have been practicing deep, deep, deep Mun Mun Above for a long, long time. And I'd like to invite these brothers out because they're going to show us the power of Mun Mun Above, the power of yoga. Brothers, are you set? Kind of. Okay, so we're going to see how powerful they really are. Let's just take a few seconds and really emerge your most powerful stage. So nothing can disturb you, not even if I take this chair and pull it out. They did pretty good. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. But, I mean, really, how far can you go, right? But you can't, you know, Bubba says we always have to be very, very cautious. We can't really depend on anything but Bubba, because at any time, Maya the mouse can come by and just kind of kind of change everything. Thank you, brothers. You were amazing. And now I'd like to invite two other powerful Mun Mun Above yogis, and that is Sister Janti and Sister Shilu. Could you please come to the stage? They are going to share with us some inspirational messages.
Om Shanti. A very, very warm welcome to Madhuban. Shantivan is hosting us in this way after a long time, I think. And so it's a joy to be here with many, many of the Brahmin family. And I think the dancers gave us a glimpse of both Mun Mun Above and Madhyaji Above. The Zen took us into the arena of silence in the inner world, powerful, strong, but gentle and soft. And then many of the other dancers gave us a glimpse of the coming golden age. And so we have both sanskars. We have the sanskars of silence, but we also have the sanskars of joy and wonderment and playfulness. I was thinking about the beautiful mantras that we've been given to experiment with in Madhuban. Mun Mun Above, Amrit Vela, a time to experience that. The Murli, a time to dance and emerge the sanskars of the golden age. And through the day, our divine activity reflecting how we would interact in the golden age. So see Madhuban as a time for experimentation. How will we talk to each other? How will we look at each other? How will we behave with each other? When you're out there in the world outside, you don't know what sort of responses you're going to get if you give anybody drishti. Don't try it. At least not in London. Some places maybe you can. But here, when you meet each other, just share a glimpse, a glance of drishti. And I think that you can guarantee that the response you're going to get is going to be one that's very similar, filled with that purity, with that love, with that respect. So treat Madhuban as a time for experimenting with both mantras. Am I able just to focus on one and forget about everything else? All the things that I've left behind at my center, the things I've left behind at home. Early days, there were no phones in Madhuban. Now everybody has not just one, but perhaps two. But can I stay away from connecting? Just connecting with one and connecting with everybody here with drishti. You would have read in the Muralis that Baba would say that if somebody's come into a bhatti, a furnace, a retreat, if for 7 days they can stay without connection with anyone, anything else except Baba, that is the true bhatti. Possible? I know many of you have service responsibilities, but that aside, is it possible just to stay free from all other business? Well, try it and see what happens, because that will truly give you the space and the capacity to be able to experience Manmanabhav. The beautiful thing about any retreat place that Baba has, and also Madhuban of course, is the experience that people get when they come. A couple of weeks ago in New York, we had a Call of Time retreat, and everybody who came was commenting on the smiles of the servers, on the experience of being in heaven on earth, and how they didn't want to leave. And just now I've been with a peace of mind retreat that's been happening in Gyan Sarovar. And yesterday, again, the same refrain from everyone. It's paradise on earth, and we don't want to leave, but yes, we do. So already, the atmosphere that has been created by Brahmins over years and years, whether in Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, or here, gives Lokik people the experience of paradise or heaven. But if they were to see all of us, all the time, interacting with each other, not just for little time, but all the time, if they could see all of us interacting with each other with that dignity and royalty and grace and truth that exists in Satyug, I think we'd be able to give visions very, very quickly. The other day Baba was talking about as in the beginning, so at the end. And in the beginning it was time for many visions. And Baba's often told us that at the end also it'll be a time for visions. Except that at that time, those who were to become Brahmins and instruments were receiving visions. But now at this moment, at the end of the cycle, it's those who have been Brahmins and instruments for Baba, we are the ones who are now giving visions. And so is it possible to think about how this very powerful gathering of Brahmins, because energy multiplies, every Brahmin being added to this gathering is a multiplication of high energy. And so as the gathering of Brahmins generates that power and energy, then the power of our purity, I think, is going to be able to give visions to everyone. That here is a new world in the making. It's not just an idea, not just a dream, not just a vision, but it can be a reality. Humans, very much human, but human beings behaving with each other as they would in Satyug. We have to inculcate those sanskaras today. If I don't have the practice of using these sanskaras, how am I going to make it to Satyug? And so really, treat Madhuban as a time for experiment and as a time to be able to experience for yourself what is Madhyajibha. There's a very interesting contrast between the image of Brahma Baba in that stage of Manmanabhav and Vishnu in the stage of Madhyajibhav. The face is the same. It was Brahma Baba's face that Baba, Shiv Baba had instructed that Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar should all have the same face, the face of Brahma Baba. And so Brahma Baba, the power of creation, the power of silence, the power of tapasya. And yes, also of course, Brahma Baba, Shankar, that image of tapasya too. But just the posture of Brahma Baba, absolutely still and stable. And yes, I know that yoga is more the stability of mind rather than stability of body. But you also know that when the mind is restless, then you're fidgeting. Your arms, your legs, your shoulders, your back, everything is moving. And when the mind is stable and calm and quiet, then the body also becomes very still and calm and quiet. And so early morning, and yes, traffic control moments, and in the evening, time for tapasya. But through the day, the figure of Vishnu, not sitting, but standing, the mode for action, and also sustenance, what has been created within, the pure, powerful sanskars that we create through God's love that purifies us and creates that stage. Then, in the form of Vishnu, we're using those in our thoughts, our words, our actions, our life. And so sustaining that purity and those sanskars, not just in silence, but also in movement and action. Many things, and you'll be hearing many things, but I just wanted to share this idea that it's time for visions. And maybe it's time for all of us here in Madhuban to show each other what is that divine behavior so that others can truly catch a glimpse. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dadi Janaki says it three times, and in Madhuban we have learnt the same, to say it three times. Who am I? Whom do I belong to? And why am I here? So first of all, I feel very honored today to be sitting here in this beautiful conference hall, meeting all the double foreigners from all over the globe, and welcoming all of you to Madhuban on behalf of all the dadis, all the seniors, all the Madhuban Nivasis, and of course the whole Brahmin family, and definitely on my behalf also, welcome, welcome, welcome. A beautiful theme has been kept for the next 2 weeks. Baba gives us these eternal mantras, Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. Keep your mind in me and remember your inheritance. in one eye keep mukti, in the other eye keep jivan mukti. Both are your birthrights. And these birthrights can be claimed only now when the father comes at the confluence age. Till now, we were in the world of bondage, and now the liberator father has come to liberate us from not only the bondages of Maya, but also the bondages of so many karmic accounts which we have created. And for that, Baba says, remember me, keep your mind in me. And this becomes like a real furnace of yoga. When the mind is connected to just one father and none other, all my relationships are with only the one father. And when I understand this, I am able to detach my mind from all other pulls of this physical world, the physical attractions. And Baba keeps on reminding us again and again, children, I have come at this time to not only liberate you from all the sorrows and sufferings, but I have also come to take you back home. It's now time to return home. The drama is coming to an end. And for that, you have to be well prepared. Baba sometimes also warns us, children, anything can happen anytime, and it's not going to tell us beforehand. It will happen suddenly. And for that suddenly facing, we have to be ever ready. And in order to be ever ready, we have to have practice of a long period. So only this long period practice will enable us to be ever ready, and that will enable us to face the sudden things which could happen anywhere, anytime. So Baba is already preparing us for that. And now that you have come to Madhuban, this is your home, God's home, where you are in God's lap. Here you have to become little children in God's lap, forgetting all the problems of your places, your whatever you have come from. Here in God's lap, you find complete comfort, complete solace. And of course, free from any atmosphere of Maya. Baba says, you have already given a farewell to Maya. Maya cannot come to you anymore. It's time now Maya surrenders to us, surrenders to the children of God. And not just surrenders but also accepts that now Maya's rule is coming to an end and God's rule will begin. Maya snatched away us from God's rule, made us become subservient to it, made us slaves of it, and now with Baba's help we can become masters once again and make Maya subservient to us, make Maya surrender to us and ultimately bid goodbye to us. So in this next week or this next fortnight we have to make some promises. It's now time to do these to make these promises, because Baba wants us to become perfect. Baba wants us to become complete, and we can become complete and perfect only when we are able to finish our old sanskars. No more saying what to do, these are my old sanskars. Baba says, remember your original sanskars. So you are given some time here to look into yourself. What type of old sanskars are still remaining in me, which I have to remove? Any weaknesses, any drawbacks, any flaws in the perfect diamond, I have to remove here in these few days we have, because gradually we are seeing how times are becoming more and more difficult. Everything is becoming more and more difficult, but Baba makes everything easy for the children as he protects his children. But then although Baba protects us, we have to be very, very vigilant all the time. And in order to be vigilant, there has to be constant connection with the Father. Baba says, you keep the courage and I will give you the help. We don't have to ask Baba for courage. That is our role. You keep one step forward and I will come 100 steps towards you. So the first step towards Baba should be from our side. Of course, all of you have taken the first step and have reached Madhuvan. The seniors are still with us. Dadi Janki is still with us. All the seniors are there with us. And we can still take a lot of sustenance from them. So in these few days, the sustenance from the seniors will definitely be given, but also the atmosphere will give us that sustenance. And being in Bhatti all the time is like being in a furnace all the time. Just like when something is put in a furnace, it transforms. It does not come back in the same way as it when it went in. You put coal in fire, it turns into ash. You put something hard in fire, it becomes soft. You put something very soft in fire, maybe it becomes hard, strong, like a brick. you put something polluted, contaminated in it, it just burns away, burns it away. You put gold in it, which is not 100% pure, then the flaw is removed, all the alloy is removed, and the gold turns completely pure. So that's what we have come here for. This Manmana Bhav, Madhyaji Bhav is like a bhatti for us, a continuous furnace for us. And of course, Baba wishes us to experience all that when we are in total silence. In silence, we can experience unlimited experiences. In silence, we can experience our true inner self. In silence, we can go beyond this physical world and experience our soul world. So silence will enable us to see our flaws, to see our weaknesses, and then burn them away. So next few days, I wish that you all keep that aim constantly in your mind, and when you go back, you go back very, very light, very, very strong, very, very powerful to face any situations which might come. Don't be afraid of them. Baba keeps telling us that you have to face, and who will be able to face? Only those who are strong. Only those who have really worked on themselves. So now is the time to work on the self and thereby make ourselves very strong. So congratulations for having been able to reach Madhuban. Time is running out fast. We never know what will happen next year. And therefore, we have to be prepared for everything. And this is why Baba has invited all of you to become so powerful and be ready for any challenges. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I just want to say that Sister Mohini is here in Madhuban, and she was hoping she would join us this evening, but maybe not. But you'll be seeing her over the next few days, and you must be wondering where our other senior RC is. Sudesh Ben is somewhere between Germany and here, on her way here. She'll be arriving on the 11th. And Dr. Nirmala, she's upstairs in Gyan Sarovar, and she's under doctor's orders for 1 month complete rest. Now let's see how many days she's able to manage out of the 30 days. But I think we have to give her the opportunity to let the chariot...
I just received a phone call from Didi Nirmala, who is in Gyan Sarovar, and she has conveyed all her love and remembrance to all of you. And she is unable to come, but she remembers you all. Thank you.
And just to say that if anyone from Asia, Australia needs to see a senior, please see Sister Mira or Brother Charlie, and they'll be able to help you out. And then further, let's see how things move. But certainly, if there's anything immediate, you can contact Sister Mira or Brother Charlie. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Shiruven and Janti Ben. And I remember Baba said that 1 week in Madhuban is like how much spiritual progress? 1 year. And of course it depends on your efforts to put in. It could be less, and maybe it could even be more. So hopefully it'll be more for all of us. I would like to invite Mira Ben and Sudha Ben, Rajini Ben, and Hemlata Ben to come to the stage to share with us tolis and blessings. Could you please come? Okay, we're going to have meditation till 7:30. Sister Jenti is suggesting this, and I think it's a splendid way to begin our retreat with yoga, Man Mana Bhav. And we'll be setting up here. Can we have some red lights on and music?